USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Attorneys for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in a violent arrest say the officers are in shock. Blake Ballin is the lawyer for former officer Desmond Mills Jr.
He's put on a very strong facade, but I know underneath it all, this is causing him and his family a lot of anxiety and a lot of pain.
Tyree Nichols died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who are now facing murder and kidnapping charges. The suspect in the Northern California mass shootings is admitting to what happened in a jailhouse interview. The 66-year-old man is accused of killing seven workers earlier this week at two farm sites in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. In an exclusive interview with NBC Bay Area, the suspect admitted he committed the fatal shootings following years of bullying and long hours working on the farms. President Biden is boasting about the economic accomplishments of his administration while bashing proposals from House Republicans.
Biden took credit for continued job growth, the falling inflation rate, and the recent news the economy grew by 2.9% at the end of last year.
We're on the right track. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming along. People are back to work. Families are breathing just a little bit easier, as my dad would say.
Biden also said economic gains need to be protected from MAGA Republicans.
Now we've got to protect those gains that our policies have generated. Protect them from the MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives who are threatening to destroy this progress.
Biden claims MAGA Republicans intend to cut entitlements and swap the income tax for a 30% national sales tax. I'm Dave Collins.
At least one person is injured after a massive four-alarm fire broke out in a New York City apartment building. Over 200 fire and EMS members responded to the blaze Thursday evening, where multiple floors of a Bronx complex were being consumed by flames. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
The Commerce Department released its GDP report on Thursday.
U.S. economic growth cooled slightly to 2.9% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That ends a year of high inflation and rising interest rates. Despite signs of resilience, economists at the Wall Street Journal remain concerned about the possibility of a recession. The 2.9% annual rate was down slightly from the 3.2% annual rate in the third quarter of 22. I'm Lance Pry.
A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Sudani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. The air travel system is stressed to the max. That's what United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby told CNN following a series of recent travel mishaps across the U.S. Kirby said operations in the industry are strained across the board, whether it's security, pilots, or FAA staffing and systems. The medical team who treated Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin after he suffered an on-field cardiac arrest is getting the key to the city in Cincinnati. Hamlin collapsed after making a routine tackle during a week 17 game against the Bengals. Mayor Aftab Puraval honored the team at the University of Cincinnati Health Center for their efforts, not only helping save Hamlin, but for what they do every day to care for patients. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.